Okay. Gauranga. Gauranga bolite have pulak sari. Gauranga. Gauranga bolite have pulak sari. Gauranga bolite hare hare bolite nayane bhavani. It says near, right? The last word was near. Near. Okay. Hare Hare Bolite Narayane Bhaveni. Har kabe nita jane karuna hoye har kabe sansar vasana mor kabe tuchha Vishaya chariya kabe vibhave man. Vishaya chariya kabe shuddhave kabe ham. Kabe hama he rabha Sri Vrindavan. Kabe hama Rupa Raghunatha pade hai be aku ti. Kabe hama bujhava se jugal piriti. Kabe hama rupa raghunatha pade rahu mora. Prarthana kare sada narottama das. Prarthana kare sada narottama das. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranitai, Gaurani bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Nitai Gaura Hari bol. Oh, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nitya Lila Praveshtaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Vaibhraja Kacharya Ashtotara Sata Sri Srimala Bhacharana Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki And the Goti Vaishnavinda ki jai. Sri Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sri Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Jai Gaur Brahmanande. Om Ajnanta Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sandubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Thank you. So this morning we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 20. The Lord instructs Sanatana Goswami, text number 60 to 64. So, can you read after me? 60, right? Toma dekhi toma sparshi gayu tomar guna.
Toma dekhi toma sparshi gayu tomar guna.
Sarvendriya phalai shastra nirupana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, by seeing you, by touching you, and by glorifying your transcendental qualities, one can perfect the purpose of all sense activities. This is the verdict of the real revealed scriptures. Purport. This is confirmed in the following verse from Hari Bhakti Sudodaya 13.2. So, and this 61. Akshnoh phalam tvadrisha darshanam hi.
Akshnoh phalam tvadrisha darshanam hi.
Tanoh phalam tvadrisha gatra sangaha.
Tanoh phalam tvadrisha gatra sangaha.
Jihva phalam tvadrisha kirtanam hi.
Jihva phalam tvadrisha kirtanam hi.
Sudurlabha bhagavata hi loke. My dear Vaishnava, seeing a person like you is the perfection of one's eyesight. Touching your lotus feet is the perfection of the sense of touch. Glorifying your good qualities is the tongue's real activity. For in the material world, it is very difficult to find a pure devotee of the Lord. From Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. Now text 62. Eta kohi kahe prabhu suna sanatana. Krishna varadayamoy patita pavana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, my dear Sanatana, please hear from me. Krishna is very merciful and he is the deliverer of all fallen souls. 63. Maharaurava. Am I going too far?
No.
64. Okay. Maharaurava hete toma korila udhar. Kripar samudra Krishna gambhira apar. My dear Sanatan, Krishna has saved you from Maharaurava. Life's deepest hell. He is an ocean of mercy and his activities are very grave. Purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Prabhupada ki jai. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Parama, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Junatishtati. Staying within everyone's heart, Lord Krishna works very gravely. No one can understand how he is working. But as soon as the Lord understands the sincere activity of a person in devotional service, he helps him in such a way that the devotee cannot understand how things are happening. If the devotee is determined to serve the Lord is always prepared to help him. Tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Sanatana Goswami how merciful the Lord is. Sanatana Goswami was a minister in the service of Nawab Hussain Shah. He was always mixing with people materially inclined, particularly with Mohammedans, meat eaters. Although he was in intimate touch with them by Krishna's mercy, he came to find such association distasteful. Therefore, he left them. As stated by Sri Nivas Acharya, Tektva turna masesha mandalapati srinim sadatutsavati. Krishna enlightened Sanatana Goswami in such a way that he was able to give up his exalted post as minister, thinking his material position insignificant. Sanatana was prepared to become a mendicant. Appreciating the activities of Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praised his action and thanked Krishna for his mercy upon him. Hare Krishna. So a few points we can discuss on this. The first thing is importance of seeing a Vaishnava. Importance of seeing a Vaishnava, that is the Vaishnava who is very rare, that is mentioned in this following shloka. And then the second point will be the fruit, phalam, akshno phalam, the fruit of the senses. Each and every senses have to generate a fruit. That means the result, or you can say in other words, the use, the proper use of that particular sense. And at the end we'll have the, what's it called? The purport of Param Drishtva Nivartate. So as one sees, as one understands, experiences the higher taste, then any material high position or higher material high taste becomes insignificant, and one is ready to leave that position. So here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifying Sanatana Goswami's arrival, Sanatana Goswami's being detached from his position, coming to his association. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that this is what the verdict of Shastra, in the scripture, it is glorified. Seeing just a glance of Vaishnava, Shastra, Sarvendriya phala e Shastra Nirupan. It is the fruit of the senses, as the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes from Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya. Akshno phalam tvadrisha darshanam hi. The result of having eyes is to see a Vaishnava. The result of having eyes is to see a Vaishnava and to see the Mukunda Lingalaya Darshane Drisho. Bhagavatam says to see the deities. Mukunda Linga, the form of the Lord. Seeing the form of Lord is the use of the eyes, the proper use of the eyes. Otherwise we'll be seeing so many unwanted things. You know, if we don't see the Lord, the beautiful form of the Lord, the eyes are as good as the eyes behind the peacock. There are so many eyes behind the peacock on the feather, right? Those are called eyes. Barha ite te nayane naranam. Yes, vengani vishnu na nirikshito ye. Barha ite means your eyes, if these eyes don't see, not properly used to see the beautiful form, transcendental form of the Lord, then is they're as good as the eyes, what do you say? On the tails of the peacock. Or feather. Tails of feather. Plumes. Plumes? Okay, good. That's a new word. Varahai te lingani vishnu nirikshitoye. Padu nirnamto drumajanma bhadu kshetrani nanu prajato harirya. The whole thing is given in Bhagavatam, how each and every sense should be utilized. Padau nirnamtau dhamujanma bhadau. If these legs are not properly utilized going to the pilgrimage or to the temple or going for circumambulation of the deities, and they are as good as the trunk of the tree. Chitrani Nanu Pradato Harir, you can go toward the Lord, where the Lord is residing, toward the temple, toward the holy dam, Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri. If they're not utilized to go that way and go somewhere else, they are compared to the trunk of the tree. So here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted this slok from Hari Bhakti Sudodaya that says, Akshno phalam tvadrisha darshanam hi, tano phalam tvadrisha gatra sangaha. Tano phalam tvadrisha gatra sangaha. Having this body's proper use is to have the association, have the touch of a devotee like you, Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifying so nicely. Jihua phalam tvadrisha kirtanam hi shudurlabha bhagavata hi loke. Jihua phalam, the having a tongue, is to tvadrisha kirtanam, to glorify the devotees like you, Sanatana Goswami. Yeah. Bhagavatam says what? If the tongue is not talking about Krishna, then this tongue is as good as the tongue of a frog. Prat, 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 prat. Jihva saki darduri ke vashuta. Yeah, as soon as the frog is trotting, trot, right? As soon as the frog is trotting, the snake knows where the food is. So that means we are talking uselessly, unnecessarily. We are simply inviting death closer to us. Simply inviting death to closer to us. So, jihva sati darduri keva shuta na chopagaya tirugaya gatha vara param pattakirita jushtam apyuttamangam nanamir mukundam. This, the top of the body is called uttamanga, the best part of the body, you know. Best part of the body, because we don't pass stool from here, you know. It's a very, very pure and very on the top of the body, and very, very best, because we're thinking, so many thinkings are going on here, and best to do is think of Krishna from here. You can think from a mind, but thinking more, you know, utilizing your brain is over here. So, bhara parampatta kirita jushtam, so, you know, because this is the best part of the body, uttamanga, and therefore, sometimes people may, you know, put some crowns. You know, kings do the very, very valuable jewels, jewel-studded crown they put on their head. Bhara parampatta kirita jushtam. Even if you have a nice, valuable helmet on your head. If this head is not utilized to bowing down at the lotus feet of the Lord, then it's simply a burden. It's simply a burden. You know. How long you want to carry this burden? You know? People don't want to carry burden for all this time, you know, their whole life. You know, carry a burden for a little while and then just put it away. Yeah. So this head is a burden. Why carry? If it's not utilized for the service of the Lord. Bow down to the lotus feet of Krishna. Bow down to the lotus feet of great devotees, pure devotees. That is the use of this uttamanga. Sudurlabha bhagavata hi loke. Because the bhagavata, the devotees, pure devotees of the Lord are rare in this world. Rare. So whenever we find such devotees, we should bow down to them. So when we see our sannyasis coming, gurus are coming, then we bow down from the, you know, from the distance. As soon as we see, we bow down. And there are certain rules in Manusanga that if you see a sannyasi and you don't bow down, you should fast for the whole day. So just to save yourself from starving, better to bow down. Bow down. And Srila Prabhupada says, it doesn't matter, it may be Vaishnavas, maybe non-Vaishnava, as soon as you see one in the dress of a sadhu, It's our duty to bow down. Nama Gahanati. So now, Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying Sanatana Goswami so much, and he's pointing out that this is Krishna's mercy. Lord Chaitanya, being Lord Krishna himself, he is pointing out Krishna's mercy. Yes. It is his mercy, of course, because Lord Chaitanya came to Ramkeli, and having this association, Rupa and Sanatan, they became detached from their position. That's his mercy, directly. And I guess this is the way of teaching someone. As Lord Krishna points out in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridayesya janatishtati. Ishvara, himself is standing there. And he's pointing out Ishwar. Ishwar is everyone's, is situated in everyone's heart. Whereas another place he said, Aham, Matta Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha, that I'm seated in everybody's heart. And from me, remembrance and forgetfulness and knowledge come. What is called dogma? Dogma, right? What's the definition of dogma? So the Yamani Prabhu knows. However, I'm not sure. Yes. Yeah.
Well, this dictionary here is saying a principle or set of principles laid down by an authority as incontrovertibly.
Once again, please.
A principle or set of principles laid down by an authority as incontrovertibly true.
True.
It's just essential, like almost about it. But in sort of common language, dogma means, you just think, it's like ideology.
Yeah, it's just that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying Krishna is merciful. He is himself is merciful. He has done this. He has been so merciful to Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Sanatana, that he pulled out from the grab of Nabab Hussain Shah in order to establish his mission. So. Maharaurava haite tuma karilo udhar kripar samudra Krishna gambhira apar. The Lord Krishna has pulled you out from Maharaurava, this hell, being in the association of the Muslim king is as good as being in hell. So Krishna has kindly, mercifully brought you out. That's very nice. So. Therefore, Krishna is Kripara Samudra, the ocean of mercy. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Karuna Sindhu. Sindhu means ocean, so Karuna means compassion. So Karuna Kripara Samudra, ocean of mercy. Bhaktacharya Maharaj wrote a book, right? Ocean of Mercy. That's referring to Srila Prabhupada. As Krishna is Karuna Sindhu, similarly the Vaishnava, pure devotees are Karuna Sindhu, Kripara Samudra. Then Sanatana Goswami said, I don't know who Krishna is, but I know you are. You are the cause of my deliverance. सनातन कहे कृष्ण आम्ही नाही जाणे आमार उद्धार हेतु तुम्हार कृपा मान I only understand that this is your mercy that I was delivered from this hellish situation. के मने छुटिला बोली प्रभु प्रश्न कोयला Oh, that's beyond my limit. Okay, so... yeah, it's not there. So, anyway. So here, because Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that Sanatana Goswami became distasteful of his position. Sanatana Goswami was a minister. Tektva Turna Masesha Mandalapati. Mandalapati is the name for the position. Minister, Prime Minister. So that such a prestigious position that Sanatana Goswami has left, abandoned, gave up, because he found here is higher taste. Here is the Lord Himself. We could associate and make your life successful. I missed a few other things. Anyway, here I would like to relate to one story. Although there are many stories like that, and like Yamunacharya, Yamunacharya, who became a little king, in his very young age, he became the king of that kingdom of that king. What was that king's name? Yamunacharya defeated Kolahala, and then the king, I forgot the name of the king. So king gave half the kingdom. So in such a short age, small age, he became king, and he was enjoying that the kingly the royal facilities. And then after that, when he was pointed out that he has different mission in his life, so he immediately gave up that royal situation, and then became the Alber. And then later, he says, Sandhya Bandana Bhadramastu Bhavato Voshnana Tubhyam Namaha. Sandhya Bandanam, you know the. Oh, that was another shloka that is mentioned in Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, in the purport of Bhagavad Gita. Yadavadi Mama Cheta. Yadavadi mama cheta krishna pada ravinde nava nava rasadha manyuddhatam rantumashit tadavadi vatanari sangameshmaryamane bhavati mukhavikara shushtunishti vanamcha Yadavadi mama cheta krishna pada ravinde As long as Yadavadhi, Krishna Pada, as long as I had the attachment at the lotus feet of Krishna, Nava Nava Rasa Dhama Nuddhatam Rantum Ashit, my mind was always been joyful with the taste of Nava Nava Rasa, newer mellows. Tadavadhi, as long as I had this kind of involvement, for that time period, Tadavadi Vata Nari Sangameshma, for that time period, even if there was some remembrance of association of women, I would spit on those thoughts. Huh? I would spit on those thoughts. Because I'm experiencing higher taste. Nava nava rasadhama niddhatan rantumashi. Newer new mellows, newer new taste. Eat. Huh? Yeah, nava nava rasadhaman Udyatam is increasing. Udyatam, increasing mellow. Never, new mellows each and every moment. Udyatam, increasing. Rantum asti means I was enjoying. Dhamma, rasa dhamma. Rasa dhamma means it's a storehouse of rasa. Storehouse of rasa. Rasa dhamani means in that storehouse of rasa, Sri Krishna. Rantum asti. My mind was enjoying. The story, what I was going to mention here was, there are different opinions in the story, but anyway, I will point out from one, relate from one side. Some about 60 years ago, 60, 70 years ago, in South India there used to be a judge in the courthouse, in one of the city. But anyway, we can keep this on the side. And it was, we start with the another incident. It was one family, very poor family, and the family had two boys, two sons and one daughter. As the boys grew up, and then they see that the sister need to get married, so the boys encouraged their father. Well, he was so illiterate. The father was just very simple-minded and illiterate, but he was a devotee, fully devoted devotee. So the son approached the father and they encouraged to go and borrow some money from the landlord so that we can have the wedding of the sister, their sister, to be married. And then, you know, in the course of time, we'll get a job, we'll earn money, and we'll pay it off. So, sounds good. So father went, following this, you know, this suggestion, went to the landlord, borrowed some money, by which he was able to have the wedding done for his daughter. So the daughter was given. And then, after, in the course of time, the boys got a job and gradually collected money, and then in one year or two, they paid off the loan that was taken from the landlord. So the father went with the money and then gave back to landlord. So, and then he wrote a receipt, okay, all the money, everything is received. And he gave the receipt to this person. His name, you know, they call him Bhola, because he's so simple-minded, you know, so he was known as Bhola. His name was Kevat, but they call him Bhola. So he said, Bhola, I give you the receipt. Can you read it out? This proves that you pay me. And he said, "Well, I never went to school. I don't know how to read. You know, I don't know anything. Only my Lord Raghunath knows. Raghunath. There was a temple outside the village, Raghunath temple. I mean, the Lord Ramachandra was standing there. So he would go there and always, you know, being around there chanting his name. So he was totally absorbed in Raghunath's thought. So I don't know anything, only Raghunath knows, whatever he knows. So this landlord got in a little crooked idea. Okay, he doesn't know how to read, maybe I can get more money from him. So okay, give me the receipt. So he put this receipt away in another file, and he wrote something duplicate that he didn't pay money. But then now he gave. And then, now he comes back home and then he keeps that receipt that I have paid off, even though it was a duplicate, fake receipt. So meanwhile, this landlord made a court case that this fellow borrowed money and he didn't pay. So a court order came to this Bhola that he didn't pay money, he had to come to the court. So now, this Bhola, what to do in this situation? He goes to the Lord and he prays. And there's a pujari in the temple, and he said, when this order came, somebody had to deliver this order, so he was going all over the village. There was nobody, because the order was given in the name of Raghunath. He didn't know the name of this person, Bola. So the person went around looking for Raghunath. Where is Raghunath? You know, there's a court order for him. Everybody said that there is no Raghunath here. There's a temple called Raghunath Temple. So the order was left at the temple. And Pujari said, well, people bring so many things to you. Today you got a court order too. You have to. So, you work, you know, nobody knows how the Lord is working. So today he had to go to court order. Now the Bola goes to the Lord and prays. Okay, here. I have no other shelter, hey Raghunath, where can I go? Only you can fix my problem. Who else can do so? Rhyming, right? It's as if... since when I heard you are Dinabandhu, friend of the poor, you know, so he can help. Since when I heard you are Dinabandhu, in you I have fixed my mind. My tongue repeats only your holy name. For other things I am blind. I don't know anything else except your holy name. Hey Raghunath, my Lord and Protector, you know what to do. If you can't help me at this time, the world will laugh at you. You are Dinabandhu, but if you can't help me, Dinu like me, then everybody will criticize you and they'll laugh at you. I made it up. This is my composition. So the Lord is prepared to go to see the court. So the court day, the date is has come, the landlord is there, and everybody else is here to see how this thing is going to happen. And this Bola also reached, you know, he woke up very early, prayed to the Lord, and he went to the court, finally. And so George arrived, and then he said to, to move forward with this court case, you would like to have Raghunath in this court. So nobody saw Raghunath until now. None of the person was Raghunath in the court, in the courthouse. So from the back of the room somewhere, he says, I am here. He called out three times, I am here, I am here, I am here. There's another one. Raghunath appears, announcing three times, I'm here, I'm here. An old bent person, looking so sublime, walking with a cane, enters the discussion. Charming tilak and turban on his head, necklace and garland on chest, nice dhoti, dupatta covered the body, surprising to the rest. To protect his devotee from the difficulty, he got into this business. Along with his servant, standing before the judge, Raghunath became witness. Raghunath himself came as a witness. Okay. So then it goes, then the judge asked, the Lord is standing right there. He said, do you know this person? Bola? Yes, I know. So you know he paid the money? Yes, I know he paid money. What is the proof? Okay. For the proof, you follow my order. This landlord, you have to keep him behind the bar. I will tell you the details. So George had to put the landlord behind the bar, and then the Lord gives a very secret message, secret the details. He says, now, order your policeman, you know, send your people to his house, to his office, and there are two shelves, almirah, right? Two shelf, file boxes. And then in the second shelf, there is 32nd number of file. Open that, and in the page, there is a receipt that he gave originally, that this person had paid all the money. That's it. He disappeared. Raghunath disappeared from the court. And then, judge, how is this possible? Somebody was right here in front of me. I don't see him anymore. Okay. So he sent the people, and he find exactly how it was told. The receipt was there. And certain days, the person, the Bola, has paid the money. And then the case was dismissed. The landlord was behind the bar. And then everybody left. And then the judge said, Bola, just wait a minute. Come to me. Then he asked, do you know this person? He said, yes, I know. Because Bola is seeing the Lord himself as he was at the temple. Everybody else saw as an old person, you know, walking with a cane, you know. So he said, do you know this person? He said, yes, I know. Who is this? Your friend? Your landlord? No, no, he's not my friend. He's friend of everyone. Dinabandhu. You know? He's friend of everyone. You know? So where does he live? Does he live in your village? No, he lives at the temple. No, he said, the temple belongs to him, he said. Temple belongs to him. He doesn't look like a very rich person. Does he build a temple? No, he doesn't build a temple. How can I explain to you? You are a very great, very educated person. I don't know anything. You know that the person, Raghunath, who is sitting within the temple is him. This is him. The person who is sitting inside the temple has come here in my court. I'm totally bewildered and confused. What? And then finally he comes to this sense that it must be the Lord. It must be the Lord. He came to witness. So he goes, then, you know, he goes back home, and then he was totally confused. And then he said, well, now, that's it. I'm not going to my job anymore. He immediately resigned. And also he is crying and he's lamenting. Why? The family member come and try to pacify him. What happened today? What is wrong with you? Okay, there's one song I'll tell you. Lamenting, just lamenting. It's hard to gain the Lord's full grace. It's hard to gain the Lord's full grace, even for the Shesh, Mahesh and Ganesh. It's hard to gain the Lord's full grace, even for the Shesh, Mahesh and Ganesh. He himself today, humbly, within my court, came disguised to give adequate report. Glad to see him. But they said, it's nice that if the Lord came, he should be happy that you have seen him. He said, yes, of course, I'm happy that I have seen him. Glad to see him and no worries at all. And so, because you are crying because the Lord came and he left? No, not at all. I'm happy the Lord came and he left me. Glad to see him and no worries at all. But he left us alone, making me fool rascal. Being a judge as I remain seated high, while standing the Lord kindly spoke to justify. He was before me, but I could not recognize him. Therefore now I resign my job and surrender unto him. So this this judge, having this darshan of that Lord known as Raghunath, even though he appeared as an old bent person walking with a cane, he finally recognized that must be the Lord. And he came. He was standing all this time and giving justice. But then I became, as a judge, I became sitting there, not even welcoming him. This is my offense. I am offender. Therefore, I'm not going to this job anymore. I'm going to see, search out for him. So he left his position, left his family, and came to Vrindavan. So he came to Vrindavan, and little by little people got to know him by association. And in Vrindavan, in Govardhan, people know him as Judge Sahib, Mr. Judge. As a mendicant walking around, like crazy. So people know him as Mr. Judge. Somebody asked somebody, why they call him Mr. Judge? He's a mendicant. So somebody told the story to the world. So because he was running after the Lord like a crazy man, they also call him Pagal Baba. So I don't want to say more further story. There is a Pagal Baba temple in Vrindavan. Some say that this is a Pagal Baba is the same one. Some others say probably not. But anyway, this part of the story is right. The other part of the story, I'm not sure. So in this case, like this, there are many devotees. Once they see, once they experience the higher taste at the lotus feet of Krishna, they resign their position and become pagal. Like Mira also. So that kind of madness, if we can invoke in our heart for anchoring that higher taste at the lotus feet of Krishna, at the holy name of Krishna, that would be the success of our life. Tano phalam tvadrishagat gatra sangha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the result of the proper use of our body, our life, is to have association of pure devotees. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for tolerating. Hare Bol. Any questions? Yes.
I was thinking about his bhajan, Kabe Habe Bolo.
Kabe Habe Bolo, Shredinamar.
Yeah, and then in there he says, Nachiya Gaibo Vera Bhuve Chute. Like, when would I basically go mad,
right,
dancing and singing and dancing without worrying about anybody else?
Yes.
Yeah, that is our desire.
That's a desire. So, Rupa Raghunatha Pati Hai Vyakuti Kabe Hama Puja Vase Jugal Piriti. When I will have that attachment to the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunath, and how, when I will get to that understanding of Yugala Piriti, the conjugal love of Radha Krishna, when, yeah, so we aspire for that date by chanting holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jaya, Prabhupada Ki Jaya.